This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
I gotta come up with a new intro.
Yes,
hi,
you do.
I'm Digital Dave. Nah, that's worse.
You could say, hi, I'm Fast Eddie.
I could do that, but that would be even worse.
It wouldn't. Who would know? They don't see us. Well,
Alan
that's wrong.
Know.
They do. We have a camera.
Oh, here. Okay. Anyway, we're joined by Vic Kraus of Warbirds of America.
What do I get to say? It's me, V for Vendetta. What?
There you go, man. That works.
Everybody's
that
got
works.
Their call sign here. I got to get with the program.
I almost introduced you as Warbirds of Antarctica, but I didn't think that was a very large group.
That would have been a very cold thing to say.
Oh, bad. Man, it's day four.
Yeah.
And it's going down.
There it is. I would say the heat is on.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
Great to be here. Really
it's
good.
Great to have
yeah.
you.
Well, it was up until about a minute ago.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you very much. Oh, boy, I just made it down. I'm telling you what, they should quarantine that whole Warbirds of America campground after 5:30 in the evening. I stumbled into that area last night. I have never seen a margarita blender with a Continental 200 horsepower engine on
That's
it.
That's the mega blender,
man,
huh?
I thought I was on the deck of the USS Intrepid as I walked down here this morning, man.
Oh.
It was pitching and weaving as I was, oh, that's it, I'm telling you what. Anyway, a lot of fun, Warbirds, oof, man, it's going on this year.
Yeah, you got a turnout this year.
Big time, up 20-30% on the attendees. Here's something I reflected on this morning. Not only is there an enormous increase in the number of just beautiful big iron Warbirds, but the quality of the restorations. Usually when you come here, I was just speaking with one of the fellas out in the lobby, when you come here and you walk, a novice could walk the grounds and go, that P-38 is going to win Grand Champion this year, or that P-51, or that Mustang, you know. A novice can pick the Grand Champion just because it's that much better, head and shoulders above the rest of the field. Let me tell you what, there's about at least five aircraft out there, and you're going, you know what, I don't know who's going to win. Every washer, every lock washer and bolt and rivet on this thing looks brand new, and it's not just one aircraft. I mean, there's that 115 Corsair John Lane did. Holy cow, 38,000 man hours. Are you kidding?
Yeah, wow. Really. I mean, that's, I do the math. How many years is that?
That's a bunch.
Yep.
Yeah, I think they said somewhere 7, 8, 9 year restoration. Right.
I would think that's more than that, actually.
Yeah, with 10 people working on it simultaneously.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
They had a big crew. They surely did.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, yeah, the quality is
now, there's a
tremendous.
P-51 out there that I thought was very interesting. It's been restored. But their goal was to restore it as it would have actually looked coming off the factory production line in 1940-whatever. So it's not polished. It's not super shiny. I mean, because they didn't have time to do all that stuff. They weren't doing that. These airplanes were not expected to last that long.
Sure. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
So when you first look at it, you go, oh, man, this one's kind of dingy looking. And then you read the plaque and you see why.
Yeah, exactly. Authenticity. And
right,
authenticity is a really big deal when you're being judged. Now, somebody could look at that plane and say, the guy ain't got a chance to, you know, he ain't going to get no award for that. Guess what? His hat's in the ring. Is definitely in the ring.
Yeah. They said it was actually a lot harder to do that than they thought.
Well, I think you have when you're doing a restoration, you have this urge to make it shinier, brighter and flashier than anything else. And you'd have to subdue that urge and go back to the mental concept, authenticity. Let's make it real. Let's make it real.
Yeah, this is what they really looked like.
Did you see old Yeller out there?
Yeah.
That Bob Hoover's old P-51? How cool was that? They were firing that baby up. I was walking down that flight line or into Warbirds Fighter Town at about 5:45 this morning, and they were getting ready to take that bird and go fly.
Sweet.
And they weren't the only guy. I mean, these guys are flying the wings off these things this year. It's great to see it. Really.
Yeah.
I was down there Tuesday looking at Warbird Alley, and I must have counted at least a dozen P-51s out there.
Well, Eddie, the day before the show opened, which was Sunday, I walked out, and there was 15 Mustangs already, and I counted over 20, yesterday, early morning a.m., before they all go out and start to fly, and then you got holes in the area where they're no longer there. But in the morning before they've all done a, you know, what do you call a breakfast run?
Yeah.
There was over 20 of those aircraft. Where can you walk around 4 acres and look at $40 million worth of Mustangs?
Yeah. You know, can I put in a request?
Yeah.
Not to interrupt you, but I'm going to interrupt you.
Do it anyway. I'll get you for that.
Years back, first year I was here in 89, they brought a whole bunch of Mustangs down to the show line and just pointed them towards the audience and then just started them all up. I'd love to see you guys do that again.
You know, one of the things the late Carl Schmieder organized, it was a brilliant idea when the T-6s had a big multi-aircraft formation going up. Once or twice he organized it, and it's hard to get the powers that be to let you do this, but we paraded right down it would have been 18, runway 18, and then canted the aircraft so the collector, the exhaust collector, was pointed right at the flight line. The show line, and you're talking, we put up at one time a 60 ship on the 60th anniversary.
Oh my, wow.
Well, we had those, they had all, you know, and they're staged in elements of two. So you got 30 rows of T-6s and all the collectors aimed at, and we did our run up. Okay. You bring that thing up to,
loud.
To real loud. And do your run up, I think, 2,000 RPM and do the mag check and everything. And some of the guys hit the smoke. And what a roar that was.
Well, I'll tell you what, something that I'd really like to see at the night show. And you stole my thunder, too, because I was thinking the same thing. Bring them out and run them up.
Oh, thunder. I thought he was just thinking about thunder, but that's a different problem.
I'm going to modify that. Bring out, you don't have to bring all of the Mustangs out, although that would be nice, but bring out about a half a dozen of them and point the stacks at the crowd at the night show and run them up. Let them see the flames out the exhaust.
You know, that's a great idea. What an image that would be. Talk about sound and fury and
yeah.
light. That would be amazing. And who doesn't like that jet-powered, what was it, a garbage truck or a school bus?
School bus. Yeah, I didn't get to see it. I didn't get to see that.
Man, who doesn't want to watch that thing?
I mean, hot dogs in a second.
Great idea, Eddie. That's a really good idea.
I mean, I think, and, you know, of course, going along with that, it would also be cool to see it in flight, too, because as it goes by.
A jet-powered school bus in flight?
No,
yeah, that would be something.
Were you at that party last night?
Yeah.
He found the blender, too, apparently.
Okay. I was just catching the spillage.
Yeah.
But, I'm not proud.
Jeez, the runoff was powerful.
You know, if they could, it would be wonderful to see a Mustang go by in flight at night, because I've heard stories about the flames coming out the pipes, and I think that'd be a great light show.
You know, a cool idea, and reflecting on the idea, here's the thing. You know, the guys doing these night shows, man, these guys are proficient. They've been practicing. They are using cues, visuals, lights, different things. I got to believe it's a not-so-easy thing to do is go up there when it's dark. And I'm thinking the guy in the Mustang's going, man, I got about $3 million invested in this thing. I can't even see where I'm going. I think I'll just sit and watch the bus go down the
road. Right, right.
So could be. But even if you just brought them out at night and just ran
them ground run. How cool.
A ground run.
No, it's a cool idea. It really is. Neat.
Because I've only seen it one time, and that was a Mustang. Unfortunately, he was having ignition troubles.
Ah, not good.
And he was running it up at dusk. And
just to try and troubleshoot it.
Troubleshoot it. And it was just really cool because he put the throttle to the thing, and you'd see these beautiful blue flames out the stacks. And I'm a big fan of blue flames out the stacks.
Yeah, anything blue flames is good.
Yeah. You know what? I'll buy into that. I mean, I will. So
fire, good.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when you got it in that Packard-built Merlin engine.
Yeah.
Let's listen to the sweet song of combustion.
Hydrocarbon
city. He's all about that, yeah. Fuel to noise.
City. Fuel to noise ratio, baby. You're turning fuel
into
fun.
Well, that's fuel to song.
Fuel into
fun.
That's
what a sweet song it is. A lot of stuff going on down there.
Yeah.
Big USO show being put on by the Reenactor Group, the Living History Encampment. They're doing a USO show tonight at 8 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Is Teresa Eamon part of that USO show?
She is not. And I was looking for Teresa this year, and I have not seen her. So
she's here.
She's here.
She is here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, then she's maybe still performing. I just haven't heard that songstress rap out those tunes yet. I'm going to have to make a point of going finding that.
Yeah, so. Definitely. If you can catch up with Teresa in concert, it is worth it.
What a
very much.
The songbird of Warbird Alley.
I'll tell you what, she did the national anthem here Monday morning.
What's the unofficial motto of Warbird Alley? Jets are for kids.
Yeah, Jets are for kids. And, but they got Jets down there now.
That's, yeah. Oh,
a
darn.
A lot of Jets, yeah. Too.
You know, and you mentioned kids, and we're starting a whole new initiative, if you can indulge me for just a second. The Warbirds of America. No, I'm done.
Forget it.
Hey, what's that caner on my neck? Stop.
Yeah, right, right.
So where's the margarita machine?
Yeah, I'll tell
get
you.
The hook.
Hey, you know what? Just go see Bob Edwards. Bob Edwards up at the Warbirds campground. He's got these little arrows painted on the ground.
Yeah.
He can't find his way back to his own camper. Anyway, the new initiative is youth. We're really going to start beating the drum about talking to young people. And taking, young men and women, I'm saying 15 years on up, that have, you know, maybe they're kindling a little passion for Warbirds, but they don't even know where to start. I got to tell you what, we want these people. We want to grow our organization. We need their skills. We need their talents. We need their energy. We need their enthusiasm. We're going to start doing what you do as a human being. If you want something, you ask for it. So we're going to get out and we're going to start asking these youngsters to consider joining the Warbirds of America and helping us build our organization and sustain it for the years to come. I think we've neglected making a really concerted effort toward doing that. I'll tell you what, I'm on a mission. That's one of my main goals. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, on that theme, can I fly the P-51?
Of course you can. I'll get the keys for you
to somebody
right
else's airplane.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah.
He might want a P-51. I want to sit in a Lightning. That is twin-engine cool. Oh,
it's hard to climb in.
I saw that 38 on the flight line this morning. What a magnificent plane.
Oh, Heritage flight yesterday was awesome.
That F-22.
Mm-hmm. It's huge compared to the rest of them.
Man. Yes.
Makes that Mustang look like a Tonka toy.
No, they called it Little Friend. And that's why. It was a little friend.
Well, little means fast.
Yeah,
that's right.
It is quick. Yeah.
And it's also harder to hit, which is a good
thing. That's
the
other thing. Yeah, very, very speedy.
You mean shoot it with a gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I thought you meant walk up and smack it.
No.
I can do that pretty easy.
No. I have a policy. I don't touch anybody else's aircraft unless I get their permission.
Good that's
idea.
A good one.
That's a good
one. Especially here.
You don't want to lose your fingers. That's
nah.
You really need to.
Well, you know, the guy's got a $2 million plus aircraft there. I don't want to be the one to put him on the ground.
Well, you just don't want to touch anybody's aircraft, because especially the fabric ones.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. It's easy to poke a hole through them.
Yep.
It is.
Yep.
And
far
it's
easier
more
than
fun,
you'd think.
And I want to be a friend of the pilot, not this guy busted my plane.
Not on that list with the picture.
Yeah.
Anyway, Vic. Thanks for joining us, and get on up to Warbird Alley at the north end of the field whenever you can.
And don't forget, they have a special guided tour of the Warbird area as well.
Oh, the tram, absolutely.
And if you can find Vic Krause, I'm sure they can get you a margarita.
Oh, I'll tell you what, bring your own mug, though.
Yeah, there you go. Mug.
Yeah.
I bet you can, it says on it.
They just discourage you opening the spigot and standing under it, trust me.
Can I narrate the tram ride?
Why not?
Over here's the airplane. Yeah. Over there, another airplane.
You'd be an awesome narrator. Don't even kid around. You'll find yourself in the back of that tram with a microphone.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Hey, we got a second job now.
Yeah, right.
Just in case this gig doesn't work.
In case this doesn't work out.
And there's another pitch. You know, we are. You know, we're looking for guys we can groom into narration and youngsters that can help us in the command training tent.
Oh,
I know, just the right person. And,
yeah, he likes people that can sling the bull.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We're pros.
There you go.
Gentlemen, you've been generous with your time. It's been a real pleasure.
Thanks, Vic. Thanks for stopping in.
Yeah, we'll see you down there. Warbird Alley, you got to get there. I'm Fast Eddie.
And I'm Digital Dave, and this is EAA Radio.